Now listen to him. He says, "And I said, Oh my God, I'm ashamed, and I blush to lift up my face to thee, my God." Now listen to him. He doesn't say, "For their iniquities are increased over their head, and their trespasses is grown up under the heavens." Listen to him. "For our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespasses grown up to the heavens." Now, today it's easy to divorce yourself from the church. Church is in a bad state. I grant that. But, my friend, it's not their sin, it's our sin. And we need to identify ourselves with that. Is the church today in apostasy? Then we are in apostasy, my friend. It's not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, O Lord, that stands in the need of prayer. Now listen to this man, Ezra. This is a great prayer. "Since the days of our fathers have we been in a great trespass unto this day. And for our iniquities have we, our kings, our priests, been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity, to a spoil, and to confusion of face as it is this day." Now this man knew what it was to be a captive in a foreign land. Ezra apparently had either been born out there or been taken as a little boy. And he knew what it was, and he trembled when he recognized that God would judge us. My friend, there are many today being judged of God. I could give instance after instance. A man came to me eaten up of venereal disease several years ago. He said, "I thought I got by with it. I was a Christian, and I thought I got by with it." And he said, "Now I'm going to have to die of this dirty, filthy disease." And he did. And somebody says, "Oh, God should have extended mercy to him." Yes, God would have extended mercy to him. But the interesting thing is, why, this man was guilty, and our God is a holy God, and he judges. Too bad that more of us don't tremble at the word of God.